Candidate filing closed in Texas, and as expected, controversial Democratic U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett, just as the process was closing, filed for the U.S. Senate race. Her move sets up a Democratic primary with Austin State Representative James Tallarico, who the Texas political media promotes as the Lone Star State's top rising political star. For the Republicans, the battle among Senator John Cornyn, Attorney General Ken Paxton, and U.S. Representative Wesley Hunt is now official, with three major candidates in this Senate primary, including the incumbent. Expect two of these three to advance to a May 26th runoff election. The initial Texas primary is scheduled for March 3rd. The surprise of the Texas filing period was former Congressman and 2024 U.S. Senate nominee Colin Allred, who announced for the Democratic Senate nomination in October, not entering next year's race. Instead, he filed in the new open 33rd Congressional District, which is fully contained within Dallas County. Here, Mr. Allred will face freshman U.S. Representative Julie Johnson in the Democratic primary. Her 32nd district was drawn into East Texas and transformed into a Republican seat, so she decided to run in Democratic District 33. Therefore, the Allred move is very surprising. The current 33rd District Congressman, Democrat Mark Vesey, after seeing his Fort Worth political base move to another district, decided to file for re-election in Representative Crockett's District 30, now that she is in the Senate race. Candidate filing also closed for the February 5th special primary congressional election in New Jersey, which is the first step toward replacing Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill. She resigned from the House soon after recording her statewide victory in early November. A total of 13 Democrats filed for the reliably Democratic congressional seat. Among them are former U.S. Congressman Tom Malinowski and ex-Lieutenant Governor Tahisha Way. Five of the candidates are sitting local officials. Only one is Republican, Randolph Township Mayor Joe Hathaway. The eventual Democratic nominee will be heavily favored to win the April 16th special general election. A new South Carolina governor's poll suggests some significant movement is occurring in the open Republican primary. The latest WIC survey now projects four-term Attorney General Alan Wilson moving to the top of the open GOP nomination fight. According to WIC, Mr. Wilson maintains a 22-16% advantage over Lieutenant Governor Pamela Ebbett. U.S. Representatives Ralph Norman and Nancy Mace, along with State Senator Josh Kimbrell, now trail by double digits. In Wisconsin, we see a new gubernatorial candidate coming to the forefront. Former Lieutenant Governor and 2022 U.S. Senate nominee Mandela Barnes declared during the week that he will join the crowded open Democratic primary, vying for the opportunity of succeeding retiring Governor Tony Evers. This concludes our weekly Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.